This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle. We're playing this week with Kerry O'Connor, Paula Poundstone, and Mo Rocca. And here again is your host at the Belk Theater of the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Carl is going to channel some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, Republican Congressman Phil Gingrey of Georgia said that a certain vote this week in the House was, quote, probably the best message we can give to the Middle East in regard to the trouble over there right now, unquote. So according to Gingrey, we could calm the crisis there by doing what here?
I have no idea what they decided this week.
Well, the House actually voted to ban something.
Stem cell research.
No. give you a hand, it is true that, there are rumors. The Muqtada al-Sadr and Hassan Nasrallah have been seen picking out China patterns together.
Oh, same-sex marriage.
Right. Ban same-sex marriage.
Yeah, and that will send a message.
Right.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say bridal registries.
Yes. Shortly after the Senate defeated the anti-gay marriage constitutional amendment, making the whole issue moot, the House took it up anyway. Why? I don't know. It's summer. Most shows are in reruns. What else are you going to do with your time? Gingrey, a gynecologist, that's not really relevant, it's merely fun to say, said on the floor of the House, quote, I think God has spoken very clearly on this issue, unquote, referring, of course, to the speech God made earlier this week at the National Press Club. He was not asked, nor can I quite figure out why he thought that the United States banning gay marriage would be the right message to send to the Middle East at this time.
Is he confusing Lebanese with lesbian? Is that something that...
He's always found the Lebanese strangely hot. I don't know why. Kerry, a report came out this week detailing massive misuse of funds at the Department of Homeland Security. Bureaucrats used government credit cards to buy flat-screen TVs, iPods, $68,000 worth of dog booties. And in maybe the most surprising item, they spent about $300 on what?
Homeland Security? levies. Think what they could have wasted that $300 on.
I'll give you a hint. They needed this device so they could make Michael Brown's signature heck of a pale ale.
Oh.
A beer-making thing?
Yes, a home brewing kit.
Oh, my goodness.
It was FEMA that bought the dog booties and flat screens, but it was the Coast Guard that needed the home brewing kit. The official explanation, it's a quality product for official parties attended by cadets, unquote, not to mention a key weapon in the Coast Guard's pursuit of that mischievous pirate, Captain Morgan.
Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must say something more somehow. So tonight, let it be Lone Brown.
Let it